Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, Sunday the 3rd of July, Rabbi Shimon Weingarten, Divrei Hisayrus.
A regular schedule of Shiurim doesn't usually allow me to come to start the day the Torah way. It is only due to the tenacity, perhaps the audacity of Dudi Ikovitz, you're seeing me here this morning. Tavi Allah Baracha, he deserves it because he manages to arrange so many shiurim with such alacrity that it's in his honor that I'm here. But Rav Dudi, don't try it too often. The MS is, we in our neck of the woods require chizuk from time to time on inyonim hanoigim, matters appertaining to what's happening in the world. Everything that happens in the world, Chazal tell us, is because of Am Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us various messages, be it in the form of earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, and the subsequent disruptions because of ash cloud, tsunamis, with their awesome power, are all sent there to give us a shock treatment. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Chazal in Eicha Rabosi Chelek Aleph Ois Lamed Tes bring an awesome Maimah Chazal. Silukam Shel Tzadikim, the demise of the righteous is worse than the 98 kololos in Mishnah Torah in Kisavoy. And the Medrash brings rayas for that. Thus, when we witness Silukam Shel Tzadikim and three Tzadikim were niftar in the last few weeks, Gedolei Yisrael, Rosh HaYeshivos, this is sending the strongest of messages, even more than the 98 Kololos Sheba Mishnah Torah. But today is Rosh Chodesh. So had I been speaking on Thursday, the day of Yom Kippur Cotton, it would have been appropriate to give Divrei Hesped. Rosh Chodesh, one isn't allowed to give Divrei Hesped. One isn't allowed to fast. And not only that, we find in Ora Chaim Siman Tov Yud Tes, Mitzvah Laharbos Bisudas Rosh Chodesh, it's a mitzvah to increase, to have a Suuda on Rosh Chodesh over and above that what one would have on a normal day. And the Sifri brings in Parshas Va'aloisecha on the Pasuk of Yom Simchaschem Ovu Ma'adeichem that the shofar was sounded, a siman of simcha. Yom simchaschem, elu shabosois, ma'adechem fashteitza, these are times of simcha, v'somachta b'chagecha. And Rosh Chodeshim also have that bechina. It's a tremendous day of simcha. Such, we're not allowed hesped, tarnis. There's a shalyan halacha whether we're allowed a tarnis, sho'os, a short tarnis. A person who fasts on Rosh Chodesh because of a chaloim, a bad dream, so mechaber paskins in Siman Tov Yud Ches, Siv Ches, that hamisane b'Rosh Chodesh, or b'Chanukah, or b'Purim, Tarnis Chaloim, Tzarech Lemesiv Tarnis LeTa'anisei. You have to fast another Tarnis because of the error of fasting on the on Rosh Chodesh itself, when the Mishnah Berurah explains what one was mevatel the mitzvah of Oneg Rosh Chodesh. Alkol Ponim, we see that Rosh Chodesh is a very important day. In the Sefer Yesod V'Shoresh HaAvodah, in Sha'ar Tes, Perek Sheni, the Mechaber, Rav Tlonimus Alexander, he says, Zois oiles oilas chodesh bechodshoi lechadshoi hashinui. A play on the words lechodshoi hashono lechadshoi hashinui. That Rosh Chodesh, there has to be some sort of a change, a different experience than the other days of the week, and it has a halachic ramification, namely leshanois begodov berosh hashono. A change of garment, Rosh Chodesh. A change of garment on Rosh Chodesh. Sheyilbash ha'odom eze malbush choshuv. A person should wear a choshuv, a beged, and the simon for that is based on the pasuk with regard to Binyamin, who was given chomesh chalifos smolos, five different changes of clothing by Yosef, and chomesh is Rosh Tevos, Chodesh, Moed, Shabbos. Then Rosh Chodesh, on Mayadim, on Yomim Tovim, on Shabbos, Yechalesh Simloisov, one should change one's garments. No, in this neck of the woods, the minhag is that on the Sunday one dresses down, doesn't wear formal wear. But if we are true to our tradition, and that would mean that one should endeavor to wear a beged choshuv lekavod Rosh Chodesh. Like the Sefer HaChinuch says so many times that the external activity that a person does has an influence on one's neshama, on one's machshava, on the lev. But if one doesn't do anything externally, faket, if one were to dress down, then that has also the opposite effect. Once had a drasha by the well-known Magid and Mashpia, Rav Aryeh Shechter Shlita, who was lambasting and lampooning the beged, or begodim, which come from material known as jeans. So what's it, jeans? Jeans is a shmata. Shmata, this is rags. So if a person dresses with shmatas, he can act like a shmata. His behavior is affected. A person doesn't walk into shul on Shabbos or Yom Tov wearing jeans. Ruhu adin on Rosh Chodesh. Clothing is just a method of communication. The marshal, I'm communicating the sad fact that I'm a member of the rabbinate by the sort of begotim that I wear. It may be a joke for me, it's a joke for you, it's a joke. However, we play the game, we know that there's such a thing called rabbonus, and rabbonim have to behave according to that, they have to wear the uniform. Similarly, a yid has to wear a uniform. Kotzke Rebbe, Zecher Tzaddik, because the Rav are not so impressed by all this. The uniform of a yid is his talus, is his tefillin. That's the ikki uniform. Nevertheless, the message that we hear from the Yisod V'Sherish HaAvoida is Anoy Leskodesh B'Chodshoi L'Chadshoi HaShinui, to make some sort of shinui on Rosh Chodesh. Remember Chomesh, Chomesh, Chalifas Simolas, Chodesh, Moed, Shabbos, one should dress differently. And we find in Tikkunei Zohar the following. A person has a neshama yisera on Shabbosos and Yomim Tovim, over chol yom sheyesh boi musafim, and on every day when there's a musaf, There's a neshama yaseira that the individual has. And memela, madaf mechabed zayin, the neshama yaseira. We know that every time that we recite Birchas Hamazon, we're davening for a panosa, the maptech of panosa is b'yad Hashem. And we're finding it more and more difficult in this tekufa of retrenchment and economic difficulties, that how harder one has to daven for one's panosa. That's b'chol yibos hashana. However, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, the Yisod V'Shoresh HaAvodah says, "Uv'yoseh tzarech lezoreh izul izayeh." We need a chizuk in the tefillos and Birchas Hamazon of the Yom of Rosh Chodesh. And the reason for that is a very simple and practical reason. How many times have we had to daven a quick second Amida because we forgot Yalevi Yavoi first time round? Zokte shelo yavoi lidei shikcha milahaski bohem Yalevi Yavoi. Therefore, if one davens with kavon, it's borer, it's clear. If we daven with kavona, if we bench with kavona at suma, with total concentrations, bevadai lo yovei lidei shikcha, one certainly won't come to forgetfulness. Melahaski bohem yale v'yavoi. Forgetting to say it is because of a chisorin kavona. I had a friend who was a talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zechariah Levracha. He used to accompany Rav Moshe from the yeshiva to his building, FDR Drive, the east side of Manhattan. And he started asking Rav Moshe a shaila about forgetting Yalevi Yavoi and Rosh Chodesh. Rav Moshe stopped, and he exclaimed, "How can a yeshiva bacha forget Yalevi Yavoi and Rosh Chodesh?" Did not want to answer the shaila. We can do zayin. A yeshiva bacha zol vergessen zon Yalevi Yavoi. No. Surely the same is applicable to all of us too. If we are making ourselves for Rosh Chodesh and we daven with kavana, we won't forget Yalevi Yavoi. But after Shachris, there comes an awesome experience. And that awesome experience is Kriyas Halel B'Tzibur. We go straight from the Amida into Halel. However, the Yisod V'Shoresh HaAvodah says, Achat Tfila Shachris, Yochin Atzmoy Likris Halel B'Tzibur. In those split seconds between the end of the Amida and the beginning of Halel, we have to prepare ourselves for reciting Halel B'Tzibur. And therefore he says, a person in particular should prepare himself for Rosh Chodesh, l'haktim lovei lebeis ha'kneses, kamer li teshu, b'chdei sheyuchel lispalel leim ha'tzibur, v'likrei imohim Halel, to have this opportunity. Halel without a tzibur is a shaila in halacha, whether one recites a bracha bichlal. And in saying Halel, one has to make, one has to have a kavono and a simcha atzuma that one is zoicha to this mitzvah, praising our Creator, Yisbarach V'Yisaleh Shemayim. When Chazal were metakin Amiras HaHalel on all the Yomim Kedoshim, the main kavono that they had was for us to praise Hashem through these mizmorim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the Gemara calls the reciting of these kapitlech of Tehillim Halel, meaning a shevach v'hoida'a. It's a thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, we have to set our minds to it and have a tremendous simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has granted us this opportunity. V'lo yotzi ha'tevos b'piv u'svasov levad. Not to just to utter the words. If you go to a place of worship where minyonim follow one after another in quick succession, then there is a tendency, lie down, unfortunately, to watch the clock instead of watching the kavana. And it's so difficult to say the words of Halel with the kavana horatzuya. After all, let's just look at some of the choice expressions that we have in Hallel and how we need to really think about it. Rohu sheyismach ha'odom simcha tzuma, when he says the words Avdei Hashem, Halleluka, Hallelu, Avdei Hashem, that one is called an Eved Hashem. To praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that accolade that we have, that we are Avdei Hashem. The truth is, we have to define what's an Eved. Mir Rosh Hashiva Zecher Tzadik Livracha, when he gave the Shmuz on Parshas Chukas, yesterday's Parsha, would say that the Iker of a person's Yiddishkeit in his Avodas Hashem is in the area of Chukim, those mitzvahs which are incomprehensible, because it's those mitzvahs, if one performs those mitzvahs, that's a sign of one's total submission to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Eved doesn't have his own Ratzonos. What we need his Soilus in particular is the odd situation wherein everybody has their own tailor-made Shulchan Aruch. Some have a Shulchan Aruch which has got many simonim, and some have a Shulchan Aruch which skips certain sections for the sake of one's own subjective reasoning and emotions. And an Eved, said the Rosh Yeshiva, is a person who is 100% faithful to his master and doesn't have his own rotzen. He used to say that if a field is surrounded by a fence, 100%, then that which is inside is shomur. If, however, there's a tiny breach, however small that breach is, there's no longer a shemira. The place is porous. If we decide what we think should be the rotzen of Hashem, if we are not Chazal HaKadoshim, if we are not the Gedoli HaPoiskim, if we are not the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, then we don't have the right to make the decision. We can clap al chait that we haven't quite arrived at that point where we are medakdek kechut hasa'ora on every single diktuk halacha, but the intent is there. And today is man kapora l'chol todosam. Rosh Chodesh is a time of atonement. L'chol todosam has various meanings. A toilada is a derivation. Derivation could be the generations that come from us, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, for whom we daven. Toilados are also our maisim. Ikka toldoseihem shal tzaddikim are their maisim toivim, like Rashi brings Parshas Noach. Mimela Rosh Chodesh is a special day because it's zman kapora l'chol toldosom. Interesting to note that the Sefer Iyun Tefillah learns that the kapora l'chol toldosom is not a kapora retroactively, but is a kapora for the maisim that one is going to do during the course of the next 29 days. Which is very odd, because how can you have a kapora up front for things that you may do which are incorrect in the future? But that perhaps gives us an insight into the hashgacha that we ought to have. Avada, for sure, we have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgiveness for the past. That's the tachlis of Yom Kippur Katan, before Rosh Chodesh. That is the accounting, the end of the accounting period, last month. And kapara for the past. But Rosh Chodesh itself, the time of Simcha, when we are infused and inebriated and uplifted, that is the time when we have to look forward and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I accept you full-heartedly. Hallelujah, Avdei Hashem, Ich bin, I accept. I'm your servant. I want to do everything. But I know, Ki Odom, in Tzadik Ba'oretz, Asher Yaseh Toiv V'lo Yeteh. It's impossible for us to go through our lives without sinning. And therefore, I am making a statement of admission, a statement of intent for the future, that Ribbono Shel Olam, please forgive me. I don't intend to do anything bad through my toilados, through the things which derive from me, my actions. And that can be said when one is in the state of the simcha of the day. The awesome lashon of the Zohar needs to be mentioned at this point. Because in that same section of Tehillim, we say, Mi kashem elokeinu, hamagbil lo shoves, hamashpil elois bashamayim v'oretz. Saying these words, says Yisoy v'shoy sh'avodah, should cause us that simcha, that meroiv simcha kimat yibotel memtziyusay hagashmi, that one should almost lose one's physical being through reciting these great shivachim to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Miketz says this about Mik Hashem Elokeinu, who is like Hashem, our God, Hamagbil Hashoves, He dwells on high. The meaning of that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on His Kisei HaKavod, is Nisala, is elevated, elevates Himself, Eloi Nigla Lamata, and doesn't reveal Himself, is not revealed down here on earth. The time when there are no tzaddikim in the world, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mistalik, departs from the world and isn't revealed to them. That's the awesome understanding of Mika Hashem Elokeinu Hamagbil Hashoves. Egefinsach nisht mit uns. He's hiding away from us. Ochrim ator kel mistata. But Hamashpili Lirois says the Zohar HaKadosh B'shosh HaTzadikim Nimtzoyim Ba'olam, when there are righteous in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nochas Medargo LeKivlohen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down in from one Madrega to another, is Mishtalshel through all the Olamos to come down to the Al Alma on this world, Lashgocha, to oversee us, to do good for the tzaddikim. When there aren't tzaddikim in this world, either, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is master upon him, and he's not mashgiach, v'lo yashgach alayu. There's no hashgacha. Begin the tzaddikayo inon yesoida v'kiyuma de alma, because the tzaddikim are the yesoid, they're the foundation of this world. As we find in Mishlei, the tzaddik yesoid ha'yom. The tzaddik is the foundation of this world. Memela, at this particular tekufa in our history, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending very strong messages, and he's even removed from us three great tzaddikim, it behoves us to focus with all our koyach on a tefillah, b'shas that we say the words, come down. There's still Yidden who want to serve you. And we just declared, Hallelu Avdei Hashem. And then, we remember, if we're given time by the Baal Tefila to cogitate upon the words, Ma Shiv Lashem Kol Tagmuloya Aloy, what can I give back to Ribbono Shel Olam for all his kindness to me, that one should think, Ribbono Kol Olamim, all the kind things that you do to me, I don't deserve. They're not lefi ma'asai, but they are tagmulois bishvil chasodecha hagedolim v'rachamecha horabim. They come on as a result of your kindness and you'll get rachim. And therefore I'm a kabbal upon myself, kois yeshuas esa, v'shem Hashem ekra. That I lift up the cup of salvation and call out the name of Hashem, kol yomai bishvachim v'hoidah. So all my life should be full of the praises and thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mela, that's what this, the type of thought that we need to have, b'shah, that we recite Hallel. You know, when we say min hamitza karosiko. The yidden in the tzibur who know what mitzar is, who know what difficult times are. The post-Second World War generation did not have the searing personal experiences of the Holocaust. But those who did, when they say min hamitza karosiko, they know what it's all about. They can say it. Because mibsari echze eloika, in their own flesh, they themselves have seen how they were snatched from the jaws of death. And David HaMelech encapsulated within him all the experiences of Am Yisrael, bein latav, bein lamutav, in his own life. So many tzoros and so many points of happiness. And the kriyot HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dafke min hametzar. That's the most impressive of kriyos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When things are so black that you don't think that there is a future. In the Idra, in Parshas Nosa, it's a helik of the Zohar HaKadosh, there's a tremendous maila in that part of Hallel, min hametzar karosiko. And how there is merumas in it, the olamas elyonim kedoshim and elamim ma'od. And if one says min hametzar karosiko with tremendous kavona, one awakens all those wells, which brings chasodim to us, because through the hisoros of bnei odom, there is a hisoros in the olamas elyonim. Tenu oiz leilokim, says the pasuk, an amazing pasuk. Tehillim, that we can give strength to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our might. And that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu has set up the system of the cosmos, that everything is dependent upon our Yisoyerus. What is the meaning of Lo Yomus Ki Echya? I won't die, but I will live. That is the point when we have to daven that we should be Zoichel, the Osid, Lirois ki yokim Hashem es amoy v'dam avodov yikoim v'nokom yoshiv letzorov. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should wreak vengeance on all his enemies who are the enemies of Am Yisrael. Showing us his gevuras v'niflaos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do le'enei kol ha'amim. And then we will be able to sing the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the knowledge of everything that's happened in the past, and to be able to see the tapestry in its full glory. And then, asapam asape maseko. Pishuli sharei tzedek, avoivom, open the gates of righteousness, I should come through them and sing the praises of Hashem. Zohar HaKadosh says, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Yerushalayim shel Mala, keneged Yerushalayim shel Mata. And at every entrance there are groups of Malachi Hashoris. Those Psachim are called Sha'arei Tzedek. And through those Psachim enter the Nafshos HaTzadikim. David HaMelech had a burning desire to enter those Sha'arei Tzedek. Zeh HaShal Hashem Tzadikim Yovoy Uvoy. And one needs to say that with tremendous kavona, that our lives should have a focus. After all, there's an end to life. But we hope that what we do through Torah, through Tefillah, through Masim Tovim, will lead us to that. Zeh HaYom Asa Hashem Nagila V'Nisbuch Havoy. We should have kavona that the day of Rosh Chodesh itself is the day referred to. And therefore we rejoice. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us this opportunity to serve Him in a special way. Yehi Ratzon, that we should all be nisoira to utilize the precious day of Rosh Chodesh every month to its fullest extent, to exert ourselves with tremendous kavana in tefillah, and in that way we should be zoicha to see the Shari Rachmim opening for us, that we should be zochet to the Yeshua Hashem, And so the Hatzlacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us b'chol ma'aseh Rabbeinu. Amen.